real quick. This, what is it going to take to win three games in 3 days?
Well, if we come and play like we're capable of playing, we have as good a chance as any team there to win the tournament. We've been inconsistent in how we've played, but if we bring our A game three times, we can go. The thing is, we've beaten the two teams on our side in the bracket in UTEP and Tulane, because they're both in our conference or our division. If you win those two, you get the championship game, and anything can happen then. So, we're glad that we really haven't had Val and Lauren together for very much in the conference, and Val got a lot of playing time last weekend. She had a tremendous weekend. In 46 minutes, she had 29 points, 22 rebounds, double-double both days. So, we're encouraged by that, and we know we're as good as any team there, and it's a matter of going out and doing it. I think our kids will be very focused. We know it's now a three-day season. A lot of these players are tournament-tested from last year, which is always a good thing.
Considering the limited numbers on the roster, how important was it to get that fly in the first round?
Well, it was important because, in retrospect, I think last year we were eight deep going in, and I think we had two very difficult games to get to the finals against Paulson. I think fatigue definitely was a factor in our effort. We didn't have the energy, we didn't have the focus that we had the first 2 days. And we're eight deep really this time because we're not playing Sherelle Horn that much, although she has been playing better. So that was big for us to go in there and get that day off. And we positioned ourselves that things fell right. It's unfortunate for UTEP that they had two key players out in their loss against SMU, but we've had key players out too, as have some other teams. So we're happy to get the bye, and we know that we have to come ready to play, because there's a little bit of advantage for a team playing the first day, getting rid of the tournament jitters, which I don't care who you are, there's a little bit of that even for seniors. So that's what you give up a little bit to get the bye, but I think most of us would rather do that and have that day of rest.
What particular keys do you see to winning this conference, the conference tournament championship?
Well, for us, being eight deep fouls, we need to stay out of foul trouble so that we don't have to. We can substitute on our own and not let fouls dictate what our substitution pattern is, although getting Val back makes us much deeper. Instead of three posts, we now have four. But still, you'd like to be able to control that as a coach without fouls being a factor. That was a factor in our UAB. Lauren got two early fouls. We had to take her out. She didn't play much the first half. We'd like to try to avoid that. Certainly, we have to shoot the ball defense. We got to defend. We've been pretty consistent, other than maybe the UAB game. The last six or seven games, I really liked our defensive effort, and that's certainly going to be a key, is to defend and rebound. And we've done that pretty well, except for that one game. And we'll just have to hope that we're locked in there and do the same thing.
Hey, Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck.